Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. She joins us on Wednesdays. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with the issue of flood-damaged buildings. And there's a building targeted in Schenectady right now to be covered by FEMA.
Yeah, and this goes all the way back to Tropical Storm Irene, which hit the area back in 2011. City of Schenectady has been awarded a FEMA grant for $960,000, and it's going to demolish three buildings flooded during that storm. They're going to tear them down, extend a park at an important part of the city. It's we call it the Western Gateway. It's the entrance to the city down at the west side of town. It's really near a bridge to Scotia called the Western Gateway Bridge. So the money's going to be used to buy the buildings, tear them down, clean up the vacant lots, and expand what is now known as Liberty Park into this new park, which will be called Gateway Plaza. It's going to be almost an acre of land, so it's going to be a fairly big green space. Buildings are on State Street and Railroad Street, if you're familiar with Schenectady. One of them has been owned and occupied by an insurance company. That company has moved to Scotia. The other two have been vacant since the storm. If people familiar with Schenectady remember, the AAA offices was there for a long time. The park is also very close to the Schenectady County Community College, so the students there will be able to use it. And it's also across the street from this, the old YMCA, which is undergoing a $20 million renovation into apartments for senior citizens. And it's just down the street from another big apartment construction project called the Electric City Apartment. That, again, is a $20 million project. The city's saying, you know, cleaning up the blight caused by the flood and these vacant buildings and converting it into a park is going to help continue to attract people to Schenectady. And, you know, as this grant proves, tearing down buildings is an expensive proposition. And Schenectady has a lot of them, but, you know, one by one, they're knocking them down and doing different things with that property. This is also important for flood management because what they're doing is taking away pavement and building in which rainwater sit and run off, making it into green space, which will absorb the water and be better at, you know, mitigating flood that hit that area in the past. So some good news, work on the project begins in late next year, and they expect to be finished in 2017.
Of course, many communities in our region dealing with renovation and empty buildings and what to do about them. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. And before we go, Judy, happy new year. I'll talk to you next year, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be 2016 before we know it.